Portly, this better not be another false alarm. We do not have time for another false alarm. Oh no, don't you look at me like that. Don't you dare look at me like that. You know that I've got a limited amount of time to find these presents. And what are you doing? You're showing me your biscuit stashes. Also, can we just talk about how many biscuit stashes you have? It's not normal. You have a problem. You are addicted to biscuits. You are. No, you... We don't have time for this. We will talk about this later. Right now... I don't believe it. You found them. You actually found them. You found the hiding spot. I've been looking for this for days and you found them. You are such a good dog. You are such a good, clever, cute. Oh, you're the best. Would you like a biscuit? Have a biscuit. Have another biscuit. This is why you have a biscuit problem. And this is why you have so many stashes. But it's fine because I found my presents. Oh, yes. Look at them. Look at them. Now, Portly, it's very important that we're very, very careful. Because they have gone to a lot of trouble to hide my presence. Because I have a reputation. I have a bit of a reputation as a present hunter. Which I have to admit is not unfair. I mean, well, you know what happened last year and the year before. But this year... This year, I promised that I would not look for them. Of course, what I meant is that I wouldn't be caught. Not this year. This year, I am sneaky. I am a Christmas ninja. This year, I have you. I mean, I had you last year, but this year I trained you to be a present hunting corgi. Yes, I did. Have a biscuit. This is where you have a problem. It's me. It's all my fault. But presents. Look at them. Look at them! Aren't they shiny? Aren't they gorgeous? Don't you just want to rip the paper off? But we can't. We can't do that. No. We must resist. We must be strong. We must be sneaky. We are Christmas ninjas. So we're just going to pick them up. Oh, it's heavy. We're carefully going to examine it. And we're going to figure out how to unwrap it without leaving a trace of having done so. Is that a fucking padlock? That's a fucking padlock. This present has a padlock on it. Why did it have a padlock? Why does it have a security chain on it? And what? Wait, they all have padlocks. Unbelievable! That is so insulting. Look at them, Portly. They've all got security on them. That is so unfair. That is unbelievable. Un-bloody-believable. How am I meant to find out what's in them now? No. You want to know what's unbelievable? They didn't trust me. They didn't trust me to not look for them, to not find out what's in them. That's not nice. That's really, really, really not nice. That is just downright... Hi, darling. What are you doing here? What? You're here because of Portly? Oh, are you here to take him out for a walk? Watch what? What's this? This? I don't know what this is. This is a... I don't know. What is this? What? Oh, it's a present. Oh, is it? I did not even realise. I thought it was a box of biscuits. Because did you know that Portly has a lot of biscuit stashes? And I thought this was one of them, but apparently it's not. It's a, oh no, did I find your hiding spot for my presents? Oh, Portly. What? What? No, it was Portly. It was Portly. What? You know everything. So you know about his biscuit addiction. I know. It's an issue. We should put him into puppy rehab. We should. Mm-hmm. No more biscuits. Why are you giving him biscuits? No, don't give him biscuits. No. What? Sorry, what? What do you mean it's payment? Payment for what? payment for being a double agent. What do you mean, double agent? Portly's working for you. Wait. This is a setup. You set me up. You set me up. Unbelievable. How could you? I'm not talking to you, darling. I'm talking to the dog. How could you, Portly? Why would you betray me like that? Why would you? You did it for biscuits, didn't you? You did it for biscuits. Oh, you have a problem. Wait, what kind of biscuits? Ooh, fancy. Well, I'm just gonna have one. That dog has a biscuit addiction. So he was a double agent. So you knew all about my plan. I can explain. This is not what it looks like at all. This is not at all what it looks like. It looks like I'm looking for my presence, but I'm not. I am absolutely not looking for my presence. I'm looking for yours because I have lost your presence. I have lost all of them. I didn't want you to find out what I got you for Christmas, so I hid them. But I hid them too well. And now I don't know where they are. So I thought Portly could help me find them. But Portly betrayed me. So now I have to go and find your presents. So why don't you stay here with my presents to make sure that they don't get lost. And I'll just go and find your presents. Or do you mean you found your presents already? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. They're really well hidden. They are so well hidden. What do you mean? How do you know about my tea basement? How long have you known about that? It is a big secret. It is very well hidden. Well, of course it has a sign saying tea basement. Why wouldn't it? I like neon! Okay, maybe it wasn't as top secret as I thought. But there is no reason why you would go in there to look for your presents. It was the most obvious place. That's harsh. I will have you know that I am a Christmas ninja. I am. I am. Okay. Maybe not when it comes to presents, but everything else, I am a Christmas ninja. Well, you know, as a Christmas ninja, I. Fine, I'm a Christmas ninja in training. Hush. So you found your presents. And I found my presents. Even though we both promised that we wouldn't look for them. So technically we're both in the wrong. How am I more in the wrong? Oh, I corrupted Portly, did I? You're the one who turned into a double agent. You're the one who turned him against his mother. Too much? Okay, too much. But technically, we're just as bad as each other. The only innocent person here is Portly, and to be honest, I don't think he's that innocent. Well, I think he's been stealing biscuits from the neighbours. And I'm beginning to think it's all my fault. What do you mean it is all my fault? You could have been nicer about it. He's addicted to biscuits and it's all my fault. But also your fault because you bribed him with biscuits to be a double agent. So not so innocent, are you? Mm-hmm. We are both on Santa's bad list. We are naughty. We are very naughty. But we have presents. So it really doesn't matter. So we don't have to tell Santa. I suggest that we both forget that we know where our presents are. And we just, you know, maybe curl up on the sofa, have some hot chocolate, Research how to pick locks? What? What? No, nothing to do with the presents, darling. I am not scheming at all. Maybe a bit. Slightly. We can learn to pick locks together. Because I'm putting a big lock on my tea basement. And the sub-basement. What sub-basement? Sub-basement? What sub-basement? So, hot chocolate? What? What? Would you like a biscuit?